Former Wisconsin Governor Tony Earl hasn't held office since 1987, but when he visits the state capitol square in Madison, he still gets recognized. Earl is sitting down for an interview at one of the local pubs when Madison Representative Diane Hesselbein, a fellow Democrat, stops by to say hi.
Yes, nice to see you, Diane.
Nice to see you again.
Not surprising, we're talking about politics.
You are. I'm just shocked about that.
Earl jokes that he's talking about the good old days when everything was better. But when it comes to the way politics used to work, Tony Earl isn't kidding around. He says Republicans and Democrats used to talk all the time and work together on big issues like road funding.
I wish there were more of that. You recognize someone for their abilities. You don't stop when you see a D or an R after the name.
Earl even hired a Republican, Lowell Jackson, to be his secretary of the Department of Transportation. He got to know Jackson when they were both running for governor. Earl says they were both considered underdogs, so they debated each other during primary season. Jackson joked about it during this debate in August of 1982.
And Tony Earl, you and I have debated so often that I just don't know what to say about you, except I think I've taught you too much.
That included automatic gas tax indexing. Earl calls Jackson the founder of gas tax indexing in Wisconsin and says his idea was relatively simple. The cost of gasoline goes up and down. The need for road projects is constant. Legislators don't like to vote for gas tax increases, so indexing tied them to inflation, and they went up automatically.
Most people never noticed, so there was never a bellyache where if you don't have it indexed when you need it, you got to go and ask the legislature for a tax increase, and nobody likes to do that. Nobody likes to vote for it. Indexing removes that.
Indexing was in effect for the last 2 years of Earl's administration, but it was Wisconsin's next governor who really saw the benefits.
When I was governor, there was the joke that in Wisconsin there are two seasons, winter time and highway construction time, because we were rebuilding highways all over the state.
Republican Tommy Thompson served 14 years as Wisconsin's governor. He signed two gas tax increases into law, but the gas tax went up automatically through indexing 11 times. Thompson says indexing helped Wisconsin build its highways and grow the economy. Thompson understands some critics viewed indexing as taxation without representation.
In theory, that's very good. But the truth of the matter is nobody's going to vote for a gasoline tax. And as a result of that, our highways are in bad shape. It was a trade-off.
By 2005, Wisconsin was more polarized than in the days of Thompson or Earl. The legislature's Republican leaders still favored indexing, but many rank-and-file GOP lawmakers wanted it repealed. Those rank-and-file members had a powerful ally in conservative talk radio in Milwaukee. And when then-Assembly Speaker John Gard took to Mark Belling's show to warn of the dangers of repealing indexing, Belling repeatedly shouted him down.
Mark, I believe you'd long-term devastate a lot of very badly needed infrastructure improvements around the state. Let's
test it then.
Both Gard and Senate Republican Majority Leader Dale Schultz changed their minds and voted to repeal indexing. That left the issue in the hands of Democratic Governor Jim Doyle, who was facing re-election in 2006.
I will be signing the bill that will repeal the automatic tax increase.
Doyle signed the repeal without fanfare, but at the time he said he still wanted the state to fund all of its transportation projects.
I think the legislature is now putting itself on the hot spot, and that's probably where they deserve to be, that if they want to have those projects and if it's the result is that they have to increase the gas tax, then they're going to have to do it in a straightforward way and take that vote.
3 years later, with his reelection behind him and the legislature now under Democratic control, Doyle said it was time for the state to bring back gas tax indexing. But that never happened. Indexing would have increased Wisconsin's gas tax by 6 cents per gallon by now, but its repeal cost state government roughly $1.2 billion. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.